from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Home and Home.
What we do here every day here on Home and Home is we expand on Ask Reddit, which is where arguably the most intriguing questions in the country and on the planet are discussed each and every day. And today's Answer Reddit here on Home and Home is a stroll down memory lane. And it's this question. What would you like to have had in high school that kids have today? So Ross Tucker, there's so many ideas out there. Obviously, social media, iPhones, hell, just the internet today. So many ideas, so many concepts, so many things to choose from. What do you wish that you had in high school that the kids have today?
So this is very easy for me, although I wonder if I can separate it out. And the answer is, I wish we had the ability to text message. So it's weird, Dave. I don't really need all the social media. It's almost like I wish we had the phones that we had in 2003, 2004, in 1994, 95, and 96. I don't need the great ability to take videos or pictures. That probably would not have been a good idea. I don't need all the social media, but just the ability to text message because of two things, Dave. One is that back then, all we had was home phones. So I was typically playing a sport. A lot of my friends were not. And so it was very difficult to know where they were after my game was over because they're having a party somewhere, but they were going to tell their parents where the party was. So I had to like drive around and try to find their cars. That was a pain in the ass. It would have been so nice to be able to text them and say, where are you guys? Then there are certain reasons in terms of the ladies and dating for which I think text messaging could have been very helpful. And I'll probably just leave it at that. This is a family show.
Yeah, you got a safe bet to leave it at that. Yeah, I mean, when I first thought of this, I thought, oh, social media. But then I let that marinate for about 2 minutes and realized I would want no fucking part of social media. None. None whatsoever. I wouldn't want YouTube either. I'm not sure I would be here today still broadcasting if some of my early mistakes were broadcast on YouTube. I probably wouldn't have survived it. Cell phones, not necessarily. That's too much connectivity and availability for me. I really would have enjoyed the simple pleasure of Google because, again, it is a family show. Nah, hell, it's not. I'll just be honest here. TMI is on your way, Ross. Too much information. I would have benefited from the education you can get on Google about things you're exploring as a young teenager.
Keep going. This is awesome. You're right about this. Keep going.
My parents, and I've never known why. I haven't asked them. Never had the talk with me. They never had the birds and bees talk with me. One day I went into my bathroom and there were just condoms in the drawer. And I looked at my older brother and said, where'd these come from? And he said, I don't know. I guess mom and dad. I never really had an outlet to learn about those extracurricular activities with the ladies. And I really would have enjoyed that type of information available at my fingertips. I think I would have enjoyed high school a lot more. There was a lot of opportunity.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think, on the one hand, if I would have been more knowledgeable about certain things, then I think it would have been, man, this is tough. I think I could have been more productive.
Yes.
I guess would be one way to describe it. On the other hand, I still would have rather just had the ability to text because for the most part, yeah, I'm not going to say what I was going to say. I don't know what to say. For the most
Come
part,
on, man.
Things, for the most part, I got what I wanted out of it. And, you know, let's put it this way. The knowledge that I would have gained would have been more useful for the girls I was dating than it was for me, if that makes sense. They probably really wish that I had Google back then.
Yes, that
but
is
but for me personally, the Google part of it was not as important. The text messaging, that would have been important.
Okay, I don't know why you're suddenly clamming up. Can you just be upfront and not, what are you holding back on us about what text messaging would add to your life? Come on, Ross. We won't
It's a very effective mechanism to put a lot of lines in the water, right? Like, pretend like you're fishing.
Okay.
Texting is a very timely, efficient to put multiple lines in the water at one time, as opposed to just going to some party and having one line in. I could have had lots of lines in high school and college, lots of lines in, and decide which was the biggest fish.
This is a good point. There, it would be easier to cast, but then it's also easier for people to track you down. And I don't think I would have ever been comfortable with the photos that kids text today.
I'm saying early 2000 cell phone, you can text, but your phones really can't take pictures, or if they do, okay, it's shitty. Like, I specifically don't want the pictures. No pictures. Don't need that. I got my memories and they're golden.
Yeah. Okay. So I think we've come down on exactly how this would improve our lives. I needed the information. And look, it sounds a little selfish of you, Ross Tucker, to say that only, you know, I mean, look, I think you would have benefited too from more information, from more technique, from more education, courtesy a Google search. But I don't know, that would have really helped my social life. I didn't need to know where the party was, because Ross, come on, where I was the party. So I didn't need to know where everyone else was after sports. They were all just waiting for me to start the party. But here are the top answers on Reddit from, I think, the young kids: an environment in which being smart is a good thing and nerdy is not a bad thing. That is very true. Nerds are pretty cool today. Back then, it was a torturous environment for them, and being smart wasn't necessarily give you any street cred. The internet, that's an obvious one. MP3 players, Spotify, and the like, that's not even among my top five. Not a music guy. I don't think that would have changed my life a whole lot.
No, and so I'm going to tell you something I've never said on the airwaves, okay? This was 7th or 8th grade. And my locker, the guy who had the locker next to me, who, by the way, was an absolute stud athlete, went to Syracuse on a soccer scholarship. He was talking about something, and he said it looked like something that rhymes with whiz, like cheese whiz, okay? He said something looked like whiz. Use your imagination.
I'm with you. I got it.
I said, "What is that? Cheese?" He goes, "No, the thing that rhymes with whiz." I said, "Cheese?" He said, "No, the thing that rhymes with whiz." I'm like, what is the thing that rhymes with whiz? He said, you know, like, come over here, Teresa. Come over here. So there you go. By the way, it was Matt Torok and Teresa Williams. So I say to Teresa Williams, a girl next to, on the other side, I say, what is the thing that rhymes with whiz? She starts laughing and says, oh, Ross. So I get home from school that day, okay? And I say to my mom, Dave, I'm in seventh or eighth grade. I say to my mom, Mom, what is the thing that starts with a J that rhymes with whiz? And my mom had no idea. My mom's like, I don't know. I've never heard that before. I'm like, you've never heard of rhymes with whiz starts with a J? She said, no. I said, well, they also called it, come over here, Mom. You know, so that's the way I'm saying the other one that I don't want to say on the radio, right? And my mom said, my sister's 4 years older than me. My mom said, ask your sister, and walked out of the room immediately. Ask your sister, and walked out of the room immediately. So then my sister gets home that night, and I think I might have been in eighth grade, and my sister was a senior. And my sister gets home that night, and I think I ask her at the dinner table, because I still don't know. I still don't know. And my sister says, I'll tell you after dinner. And then after dinner, she says, it's semen. And I said, why wouldn't anybody just say that word? Why wouldn't anyone just tell me? I know what that is. And she's like, well, that's what it is. And I remember thinking, what good is an older sister if I'm at school in eighth grade, okay, wanting to know if the thing that rhymes with whiz is cheese and not knowing what it was, and then having to ask my mom and be like, good looking out, Bryn, my sister I'm going to see this weekend skiing. Yeah. Good looking out.
I will never be able to unsee that story, because Cheese Whiz will never look the same to me again. I will never be able to touch Cheese Whiz again. You've ruined it for me. But that was a great example of where Google sure would have helped a young Ross Tucker.
Yes.
Our answer Reddit question of the day. Ross's answer is text messaging. Mine is Google searches. Would have made our dating lives and our conversations a lot easier. Hi, everyone. This is Dave Briggs. Thanks for listening to the Home and Home podcast. Remember, you can watch or listen live every day from 8:30 to 10:30 a.m. exclusively on the radio.com app or at radio.com/home.
Home and Home.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.